In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, King Solomon said this, "A soft answer turns away wrath." Friends, do you feel that our society has become angry in many ways? It seems like so many people are mad all the time. A good example of this would be stories of road rage. People get livid with rage because they are cut off in traffic. I'm afraid we have become a society that looks for confrontation. It seems many are almost looking for a fight. You find this to be true oftentimes even in social media. In personal relationships between family and friends, many times heated verbal arguments unfortunately turn into acts of violence. On a personal note, for over 15 years I worked in a position where I dealt with many and various people on a daily basis, many times in their homes. And because of the nature of my business, the majority of the people I met with did not want to see me. Now, without divulging my employer, suffice to say that there were many occasions where I dealt with people who were mad, upset, angry, and frankly did not even want to talk to me. In fact, I was cussed out on several occasions. But early on, I tried to utilize the proverb we just read in those situations. I found that a soft answer usually does turn away wrath. The principle worked. If I allowed people to vent their frustrations, and I spoke softly and with respect, almost without failure, the situation would de-escalate. The Apostle Paul advised Christians at Philippi to, quote, "Let your gentleness be known or evident to all." In Matthew 11, verse 29, Jesus said this about himself, "I am gentle and humble in heart." Friends, aren't we glad that Jesus is gentle? Are we not happy that Jesus, our high priest, is gentle and humble in his dealings with us? And if Jesus is gentle with us, should we not be gentle with other people? Friends, let's all take a collective breath and try to be calmer, kinder, gentler in our relationships. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your gentleness toward us. Help us to not antagonize others, but strive to diffuse situations of wrath. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.